Southern Constellations is an NEA-funded curatorial project now in its first season at Elsewhere, Greensboro's Living Museum. The fellowship program brings six dynamic artist teams from across our region for special residencies at Elsewhere that explore experimental art in the South. Composer, soprano saxophonist, ethnomusicologist, educator, and arts organizer Andrew Raffo Dewar is the fourth of six Southern Constellations fellow artists to work on site at Elsewhere. The assistant professor of interdisciplinary arts in New College and the School of Music at the University of Alabama has spent the past 2 weeks at Elsewhere creating a graphic and tactile score entitled Material Music. Last week it was performed by audience members, and we're sampling from it right now. When you think of Western classical music, you might picture a series of dots and lines on a page, but for decades composers have experimented with graphic notation. Early American examples include Earl Brown's December 1952, an abstract image of lines that was interpreted by musicians, and John Zorn's 1970s Theater of Musical Optics presented found objects in time to create music without sound.
The material music series that I've been building at Elsewhere takes that a step further, and instead of just drawing images on paper, I'm actually making images through the found objects from Elsewhere, which is this giant former thrift store now turned into a living museum. And so I'm taking these objects, composing with them, organizing them spatially, and then fixing them to a backing board as a score. And so we then interpret these symbols, three-dimensional symbols, and also fabric. So there's a tactile aspect to it as well. As you feel the fabric, you feel the texture of the object, and then you can sort of interpret that into the texture of your sound or the timbre of your sound. And also the color of the fabrics and the color of the objects is another way to interpret these forms.
It really is that much in the hands of the performer.
Absolutely. And there's different ways of doing that. You can decide as a group, as we did in the recordings, how we would interpret it. Allowing musicians to explore and express themselves outside the bounds of the composition is part of the tradition I'm connected to. But this takes it to a whole nother level where you literally walk into the room and ask the audience, what are we going to play? How are we going to play this? And you're the instrument. So the audience becomes the orchestra. And that's definitely a new level of handing over of control for me. And it's exciting. It's also terrifying. I was really impressed with how sensitive the audience was. Primarily non-musicians. I think there was only one or two people who would consider themselves musicians. But everybody was very sensitive. Everybody was listening to one another. It would be very easy for someone to just come in and make a lot of noise and not pay attention and not care. But everybody was very sensitive and trying to make music. They took it seriously. And I think it was partly because I said, it's up to you. You're in charge of making this piece of music here, using the score as our guide. And I think people rose to the challenge.
Composer, improviser, woodwind instrumentalist, and ethnomusicologist, Southern Constellations fellow Andrew Raffo Dewar. You can hear his graphic score Material Music performed by local musicians at Elsewhere on Friday night, July 19th at 8 o'clock. You'll find links to Andrew's recordings at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll also find photos of his Material Music scores there. So grab your friends, some instruments, and record your own interpretation of Andrew's music. Send us the audio from your performance to triadarts@wfu.edu. We'll post that audio on our website. In the meantime, Elsewhere is an amazing place. Tonight from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, it's a meet and greet there with Atlanta-based Southern Constellations fellow conceptual artist Nikita Gale. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.